Daily Devotional. 2 Kings 13. Arrows, tombs, and the long patience of God. But the Lord was gracious to them, and had compassion, and showed concern for them, because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 2 Kings 13:23, New International Version. Patatu lashman dristal ishwan slice yistano at dato latolant. 1. Historical Window. Archaeologists digging at Tel Dan in northern Israel unearthed a fragmentary basalt stele that celebrates the victories of Hazael, king of Aram, over the house of David. The rock echoes the opening lines of our chapter. Jehoahaz and his people are crushed beneath the weight of Hazael's chariots until only 50 horsemen, 10 chariots, and 10,000 foot soldiers remain. Vayner 7. 2 Kings 13 therefore straddles two worlds, one etched in stone in modern museums, the other breathed onto parchment by the Spirit. Yet in both records, we hear the same footfall of history. Powerful armies rise, kingdoms totter, and ordinary people suffer. What the stele cannot record, but the Spirit does, is the covenant heart of God that refuses to abandon his faltering people. Two. Text in four scenes. Scene 1. The cry of a compromised king, Vivit 1:9. Jehoahaz followed the sins of Jeroboam, yet when oppression becomes unbearable, he sought the Lord, Vision 4. The Hebrew verb is hala, to beseech earnestly. It suggests not a polite liturgical request, but a desperate grabbing of God's garment. Cross-reference, Judges 3:9, Psalm 106, 44-45. God raises saviors for a groaning nation. Reflection. Even half-hearted repentance finds a holy, merciful God. Scene 2. A Good-Bad King, Vivot 10:13. Jehoash, also spelled Joash, is more administrator than reformer. He secures a stable throne, 16 years, yet never removes the golden calves. We meet this tension often in kings, political competence without covenant faithfulness. Historical note, northern kings feared that dismantling the calf shrines at Bethel and Dan would drive worshippers and tax revenue south to Jerusalem, 1 Kings 12:26-30. Scene 3, Elisha's final act, Vavil 14:21. 1. A familiar cry, Joash weeps, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel. The exact words Elisha used at Elijah's ascension, 2 Kings 2:12. Literary repetition binds Elijah, Elisha, and Joash into one storyline. Israel's true defense is not military hardware, but prophetic presence. 2. The Arrow Ritual. Elisha orders the king to shoot an arrow eastward, toward Aphek, a strategic Aramean fortress. Then he tells Joash to strike the ground, Ha'aris, with the remaining arrows. The king taps three gentle blows. The prophet is furious. Ancient Near Eastern war rites often use symbolic acts to forecast victory. Elisha clearly expects wholehearted engagement. Half measures reap half victories. Three battles, not total deliverance. Hebrew nuance? The verb haka can mean strike, smite, beat down. Its martial edge puts a sword in Joash's hand. He wields it like a twig. 3. Life from a tomb. After Elisha dies, raiders interrupt a funeral and hastily toss a corpse into the prophet's grave. The body touches Elisha's bones, and the man stood up on his feet. Verse 21. The narrative is prose, yet the image is poetry in motion. Hebrew storytelling loves stark reversal. The dead prophet is still full of God's life. The living nation is still flirting with death. Cross-reference, Ezekiel 37, John 5:25. God speaks and graves give way. Patristic reading, early church fathers saw in the bones of Elisha a pointer to Christ, whose own tomb releases life. Scene 4, Covenant Compassion, Vivut 22:25. Though Hazael oppressed Israel, God was gracious, true because of his covenant, verse 23. Three verbs form a triple chord, Hanan, to show favor, Raham, to show deep compassion, literally womb love, and Panah, to turn toward. The text hammers the point. God's actions flow from his promise, not Israel's performance. Joash eventually wins three victories, recovering border cities, v25. the deliverer hinted at in V5 may include Joash himself. Yet the ultimate deliverer lies beyond the page, great David's greater son. Sahoy, Saistro, Saishbar, Ofla, Yat Nan, Thunlusko, De Klasa. Saitils. 3. Theological threads. 1. Covenant over chaos. From Abraham onward, God binds himself to a family, and through them, to the world. Genesis 12:3. E. Kings the 13 shows that even centuries of sin cannot sever that bond. Grace has a longer shelf life than rebellion. 2. The measure of faith. Joash's timid arrow tapping limits his future. Faith is not magic, but God often meets us at the measure we offer him. Luke 8:48, Matthew 9:29. 3. Resurrection hints. The revived corpse foreshadows both Christ's empty tomb and our own future rising. 1 Corinthians 15:20-23. Old Testament stories whisper new covenant hope. 4. Prophetic succession. Elijah passed a mantle. Elisha passes a legacy that outlives him. Kingdom work is always intergenerational. 2 Timothy 2:2. We carry someone else's baton and hand it to another. Four. Voices from Church History. Augustine. God chastens that he may not condemn. John Calvin. In the arrow we see a sacrament of God's promise. Neglect does not nullify the promise, but it does diminish our enjoyment of it. Charles Spurgeon. Strike, strike. The quiver of prayer holds many shafts. Let them not rust for want of use. Night. Five. Application for today. 1. Examine the places you settle for 3 strikes. Where have we grown content with partial obedience, marriage, generosity, evangelism, justice? Shake the quiver again. 2. Remember the bones. Elisha's tomb tells modern readers that even the memory of God's past faithfulness can quicken us now. Revisit testimonies, journals, ancient creeds, and let hope rise. 3. Pray for persecuted believers. Israel's oppression by Aram mirrors many today. Use this passage as fuel for intercession. Six. Suggested hymn. God moves in a mysterious way. William Cowper, 1774. Its themes of hidden mercy and sovereign surprise harmonize with arrows that foretell victory and bones that spark resurrection. 7. For further study. Tel Dan Staley, Translation and Photos, Israel Museum. Arrow Divination, in the Mari Letters, Parallels to Prophetic Warfare Rites. Compare God's covenant language here with Exodus 2:24 and 2 Kings 8:19. Sawa no weishla tenchi apal ro sol ro istaiki nur. Prayer. Lord of Covenant Mercy, you hear our groans even when our hearts are divided. Teach us to strike the ground with bold faith, to trust your promises more than our fears, and to remember that life springs from places we call finished. Raise us, our families, and our churches to walk in wholehearted obedience until the earth is filled with the knowledge of your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our risen deliverer. Amen. Sir Discoveries, by A. Buran, 1993. The Tel Dan inscription is one of the earliest extra-biblical references to the House of David, lending historical weight to the king's narrative.